Thank you for joining our call. We will begin shortly. Thank you for joining us. We will begin shortly. We're waiting for members to join.
Good morning, everybody. This is Joseph Richard, SEIU Local 73 Division Director, Chief Negotiator for the tollway contract that we just completed. We have a tentative agreement on the contract, and today we're going to go through that tentative agreement and answer all your questions. So I'm going to start off thanking the committee, which was Jill Phillips, Patrick Pierce, Don Ruffy, Kenny Odell, Susan Cuevas, Kirsten Dennis, Gina Rocco, Alonzo Webb, Lynn Murray, David Criglio, Julie Sloan, Gerald Dillon, Bradley Phillips, Marty Riley, Barry Lambert, Howie Ziegler, and Alice Smith. They did a wonderful job. We had about 18 sessions with the tollway to get to this tentative agreement. It was a long, hard fight. The automation threat is real. As you are well aware, they have put the electronic machines on the toll ramps, and they've started to put them into a couple of the facilities. So this was a very difficult negotiation, but the committee fought very hard to get this tentative agreement, and we're going to run through the provisions of that at this point. So the term of the agreement would be good upon ratification through June 30th of 2019. It's a short-term contract. The retroactive wages to January 1st of 2018 are 2%. And then effective January 1st, 2019, it's 2.25%. Obviously, all the toll collectors have gone through the global bidding process. That was a big part of our negotiations. And we need to go through that, and I'm going to do that in detail once I get through the rest of the bargaining agreements that we have. There's an early retirement incentive that was agreed to. That's part of the tentative agreement. So the tollway will extend the opportunity for all bargaining employees to take advantage of this retirement incentive. Employees must retire on or before October 31st, 2018 in phase one. They must accept the tollway. They must notify the tollway of their acceptance of retirement no later than 14 days prior to the effective retirement date. Phase two, they must retire on or before April 30th of 2019 and again give the 14-day notice. Employees who take advantage of this voluntary retirement shall go on the inactive schedule, work status, so their insurance would be paid and they would still be on the payroll. This is in a lump sum. They would still be under the tollway insurance and they would be paid for senior collectors who retire with 20 years or more service will be paid 14 weeks of pay. Senior toll collectors who retire with less than 20 years of service will be paid 10 weeks of pay. All other bargaining unit members who retire with 20 or more years of service will be paid 10 weeks of pay, and all other bargaining unit members who retire with less than 20 years of service will be paid 8 weeks of pay, provided this incentive will be paid in accordance with the tollway's regular payroll practices every 2 weeks, and all your insurance would stay the way it is, and then at the end of the time of whatever you accrue or whatever you're paid for, you will then be able to go on COBRA. So if you have any questions, please press zero. Just remind you, so if you want to ask your questions as we're going through this, please press zero. They'll take your question and we'll start answering questions once we're done going through the provisions here. So the tollway provided the health insurance, as we said. Employees should also be eligible for coverage under the state health insurance plan once they retire. And need to contact SCRS to get that all started up as you're in your layoff. So employees will be paid for their unused vacation and sick benefit time pursuant to Public Act 9065 and the policy manual and procedure manual. So they're not going to pay out current time. It's the old time that was grandfathered in that they would still pay out. Employees who are eligible to retire, who are not eligible to retire, but who have 8 years of service or more with the tollway and who choose to resign their position with the tollway prior to April 30th, 2019, will be paid a resignation incentive in the form of a lump sum payment in the amount that's equivalent to 4 weeks of pay. So if anybody wants to just leave the tollway and they're vested in SCRS, they would get 4 weeks of pay. Also under this incentive, we have a guarantee under global bidding of no layoffs for the termination. However, we have to get at least 50 toll collectors to retire or resign under the incentive, and the tollway will guarantee no layoffs for senior toll collectors for the life of this agreement. In the event that 50 collectors do not retire or resign under the incentive program, the tollway may lay off the least senior toll collectors. Before the tollway initiates the layoff, the tollway attempt to create as many split shifts and set forth in the global bidding and alternate shifts, where it's the 4 10-hour days and the other things that you've experienced in the global bidding, as possible forms for keeping people working. In the event the employee lays off during this, it will be according to Section 14.2b, so there still will be bumping, and you'll still have the right to bump into other positions if they take this incentive and start to lay people off. And the earliest that would happen would be at the end of this 26-week global bidding process for people to be laid off. The other thing that we've done is for the seasonal employees, that we're going to keep seasonal employees, we're just going to extend the time frame from May 1st through October 31st, the language has stayed the same. The single work sites, toll collectors will bid on work sites, so they've gotten their bid process sheets. They will be assigned to a plaza. They will bid on that plaza, and that will be their home plaza. We've also removed the side letters on the non-revenue transponders, the computer room cleaning, scheduled weekends off. So those provisions were removed from the collective bargaining agreement. So we have a quick question here. I'm going to answer this. The question is?
Oh, hey. I just wanted to see if we do take advantage of the early retirement incentives, if we have 20 years but are not of the retirement age to collect benefits, can we still take advantage of that and then just freeze your retirement until you're of age to collect?
Yes. So if,
yeah?
if you're vested in and you want to take that 4 weeks of pay, you can do that and just freeze your benefits. You don't have to pull your benefits. You would just
I'm only 41 and wouldn't be able to collect till I was 55, I think. So
correct. So you can leave, take the 4 weeks pay if you decide to do that. But through the goal, are you a senior collector?
Yeah.
Okay, so the senior collectors, I mean, through the global bidding process, again, until the incentive, until the 50 people resign or whatever, there's not going to be any layoffs. So, I mean, you might be safe for a while, but again, if you want to take that incentive, you can, and you will be eligible to freeze your pension. Okay?
All right.
Very good. So on the global bidding, just so people understand, you would carry your vacation time with you. So as you put in your vacation time and it's approved, if you move to another plaza, you would take that time with you and they wouldn't deny your time. They would actually honor the request, so you would keep your time. And the and then in the next cycle, if you have time approved again, you would carry that with you. That was a big concern with the global bidding. On the global bidding, again, it's to preserve jobs. I mean, again, we with the machines and everything else, we were under a tough situation. You know, in the past, the negotiating team would get out there and negotiate the contract, and at the end, the tollway would pull back and say, okay, you know, we're not going to lose the jobs. In this case, it's been a whole different situation. It was really it was real. It was a threat that we thought was very serious, and this is the best agreement that we could possibly come to. The committee is fully endorsing this and recommending that everybody does vote in favor of this proposal or tentative agreement. So at this time, we have Diane Palmer, one of the co-trustees. She wants to say a few words to you about what's going on here at Local 73 and a little bit about herself.
So, hi. Good morning, this is Diane Palmer. I wanted to get the opportunity to say hello to all of you. And I wanted to just talk a minute about Janice. You all are aware that Janice is about to happen any Monday. We know that the Supreme Court passes down rulings on Mondays, and so every Monday we're bracing for the Supreme Court ruling. I'm not sure that you all know about Janice. So I just want to give you a little quick synopsis. Janice is a case that was originally filed by Governor Rauner. Governor Rauner filed this case against AFSCME. He was at the time in negotiations with AFSCME, and they weren't going the way he wanted them to go. He was trying to get them to increase their health insurance, et cetera. They weren't having it, so he filed a court case to weaken their union. The court case quickly went through the Illinois court system and ended up at the Supreme Court. As you know, when something is ruled on at the Supreme Court, it not only affects Illinois, it affects all of the United States. They threw Rauner's case out because they said he wasn't a union member, so they got an AFSCME member to file the case. The guy's name was Mark Janice. It was Mark Janice versus AFSCME. That case is in the Supreme Court. We're expecting a ruling any day, and what that does is weaken your union by making fair share payers not have to pay any union dues. Of course, you know what that means when people don't pay. It's less services, less revenue to the union, less ability to fight for fair contracts and pensions and your benefits. So we believe that when that case comes down, it's going to be against unions. So what we're asking people to do, if they're a fair share payer, to please sign on to a union card, and if they haven't signed on to a union card in many years, that they should renew their membership. What this says to the courts, and it says to citizens across the United States, that we believe in our union, we believe in collective rights, we believe in the benefits of collective bargaining. So we're urging people to do that. Are there any questions about Janice?
When is the decision expected?
We're expecting the decision any Monday. They pass decisions on Monday. This past Monday was a holiday. They would have passed it on Tuesday. We did not get a decision this Tuesday, so we again on Monday look for a decision. We think that it will come any time between now and probably the end of the summer.
End of June.
End of June. So that's the way that is. Any other questions about Janice? Okay, so should I go to the
committee?
The Committee of the Future. As you all know, you all know that Local 73 has been in trusteeship. We're attempting to bring it out of trusteeship, but there's a few things that we have to, the trustees have to get in place. One of the things are the committees that will help you govern your local, and we had three committees we've gone through with many members around the state, Bylaws Committee, the Finance Committee, and the Member Strength Committee. Those committees have finished their work and put their report together. We're going to be meeting with all of you around the state about what the findings were for Committee of the Future, basically around the bylaws. The bylaws were written in 1941, had been updated periodically, but we went through them and tried to put things in place that strengthens the membership. So we are not going to try to push the bylaws off on anybody. We're going to have meetings all over the state to describe the bylaws, let you look at them, weigh in on them, and then later we'll offer you the opportunity to vote on them. It'll be a straight up or down vote around the bylaws, and we believe that this will bring more power to the membership. When your new leadership is elected, the president will have an executive committee that helps make decisions around the local so that we don't have the situation that got us into the trusteeship in the first place. So that should be happening starting very soon, that we'll be inviting everyone who's interested to come and listen to what the Committee of the Future agreed upon. Okay.
Thank you, Diane.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to remind everybody that we're going to have four ratification meetings that will take place from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday, June 5th, 2018 at the Holiday Inn in Elgin, 495 Airport Road, Elgin, Illinois. Wednesday, June 6th at the Best Western Plus, 440 Frontage Road, Hillside, Illinois. June 11th at the Doubletree by Hilton at 5000 West 127th Street in Alsip. And then Tuesday, June 12th at the Hampton Inn Suites, 2423 Bushwood Drive, Aurora. You'll be able to ask questions there and also be able to vote yes or no on this on these changes. All of the changes that we talked about today are available for review on our website at www.seiu73.org. You can pull up all of the information, all the tentative agreements, and take a look at that so that you can be fully prepared to come vote at one of those four locations from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. So, LaWanda Hudson, you have a question? Go ahead. You want to ask your question?
Yes, I actually spoke to a John who took my question, but I will ask them.
Okay.
My name is Gigi. I'm a CNTEL collector, and I wanted to know, I just completed bidding globally, and I wanted to know if that's the bidding that will take place when we start our first 26-week scheduling, or are
no,
we going to rebid?
Once we ratify it, we will go through the rebid practice. That was a practice test to see how the bidding took place, to make sure that we worked out any kind of kinks and make sure that, you know, they told us it would work the way that it would work. And I think from reviewing everything, it ended last week that everybody pretty much got their first choice. Now, I don't know if that meant that they were forced to make choices where they didn't want to go, but it looked like it worked pretty well. The seniority list was out there. People knew where they were bidding. There's total, you know, people can look and see to make sure that they got their first or second choice. So we think it went pretty well. So that will start upon ratification. A whole new bid process will start, and we'll go through that all again to get people into their permanent place.
Okay, and it will be in the same process.
It'll be the same exact process, yes.
Awesome.
And
my second question, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead with your question.
My second question was when you spoke about the 50 people leaving, whether they resign, retire, or laid off. If they don't,
mm-hmm.
They don't receive 50 people to do that. When they start doing a layoff, will those layoffs include full-timers or will they start with part-timers?
They would start with
or
the toll collectors.
Based on seniority.
They would start with the senior toll collectors, and they would be able to bump and bounce, you know, into other positions at the tollway based on their seniority under the contract language. And I believe it's section 14B. I can't remember the exact. Yeah, 14.2B. So it would explain that in the contract that they would bump in other positions based on their experience and based where they might be. Now, there's nothing to say that they're actually going to lay people off. It gives them the opportunity to do that if people don't take the incentive and if, based on traffic patterns and things like that, that they need to lay people off. And the earliest that would happen would be April 30th of 2019. So
okay.
Before the
and
May 1st,
does the global, when will our global bidding start? And
so it'll start upon ratification.
Global
so we're going to count the votes on June 13th, and we will let the tollway know. So they would probably start the bidding. If this contract is approved, they would start the bidding on June 14th.
Okay. What was the significance in the tentative agreement I read referring to November? What is the significance about November? As far as the contract.
So there's a November 1st, so starting after the bid process that begins now, it'll carry through till November 1st. Then the 26-week bid process will start over. And so after that, it'll be on November 1st and May 1st of each year that the 26-week process would take place.
Thank you, Joseph.
Okay, you have a great day and hope to see you at one of the ratification votes. Okay, we have another question. Sharon?
Laura Snow.
I'm sorry, Laura Snow.
Yes, I was wondering about this whole bidding process. If these 50 people, if we pass it and the 50 people don't want to leave, then will they just be laid off without those benefits then, or can they, if they're laid off, can they take those benefits?
So the layoffs would take place after the bidding, the incentive is done. So that would start the early retirement incentive would end on April 30th, 2019. They would have to give their, you know, notice 14 days prior to that. If the 50 people don't, then they could start laying people off based on the May 1st, 26 bidding process. So it wouldn't happen until May 1st of 2019 would be the earliest that people would be laid off if we don't get the 50 people taking the incentive. And there's nothing that says they're going to lay 50 people off that they're going to do that. It just gives them the ability to lay people off after that point in time. So we're good until basically the May 1st of 2019 without any layoffs. Okay.
All right.
So next question is Sarah Burchard.
Hi.
Hey,
I have about the 50 full-time positions, which may have been answered before.
Okay.
50 positions, is it full-time equivalent? Is it 50 from all toll collectors? And if it's not, why are the full-timers separated from part-timers in this arrangement?
So they want to. So the provision says that it would be that if 50 full-timers take the incentive, that they wouldn't lay anybody off. Then if they don't, then they have the ability after on May 1st of 2019 to lay people off. And it doesn't mean that they're going to lay 50 off. That doesn't mean that they're going to lay 10 off. We don't know what they're going to do. It would be based on traffic patterns. It would be based on their need. They could lay 5 off. They could lay 10 off. They could lay whatever after that point in time. And it's senior toll collectors that they're looking to lay off.
How would, is that, I mean, doesn't our seniority protect us here or not?
Yes, so it would. So it would be the least senior toll collectors that would be laid off. They would start with the least senior,
right,
and they would be able to bump into toll collector positions under the provision in the contract. So then ultimately, if they bump into the toll collector positions, eventually the toll collector, the least senior toll collectors would be laid off with the bumping.
So when you say least senior, are you talking the least senior of the senior collectors or the least senior of all collectors altogether?
So the least senior toll collectors, so the senior toll collectors, if they are laid off, they can then bump into toll collector positions, and then the least senior toll collectors would be the ones that would be laid off.
So we can demote ourselves.
Correct, based on the bumping rates, or bump into other positions that might be available at the tollway at that point in time. If you have the experience and qualify for those positions, then
right,
you can bump
okay
into those jobs if they're available. But it's all by seniority. It's all outlined in the collective bargaining agreement under 14.2B.
Okay, all right. I have another question.
Sure.
Do you anticipate any further contracts, or is this going to be our last contract? Because this looks like nothing else I've ever seen.
So the one other thing that I didn't get to yet is that they've agreed to establish a committee. And this committee is going to meet right after. We have actually 3 days set after ratification. If the contract is ratified, we'll then go forward and meet with them to discuss preserving jobs, to what jobs are created through the automation, how can we move people into other positions at the tollway to, you know, help them get educated to move into other positions in the tollway. So they've agreed to meet with us on a regular basis. Like I said, we have three days set already, and they plan to meet with us to discuss job creation. So, you know, those machines have a push button for help. Right now they don't have a phone bank, so if they create a phone bank for those, we would like our people to get those jobs. If they come back with some type of lane walker to provide customer service, you know, where they might need one or two people to unjam or shut down lanes or give guidance or write permits or whatever, we want our people to keep those jobs. If they, you know, to do studies to see, you know, maybe they do need live people at Plaza One, the busiest one near O'Hare, they might need some live people during peak times to speed the process up. I mean, I go to a car wash and they have somebody standing there, you know, helping you with your money and your credit card. There might be a need for that. We don't know that, but they've agreed to meet with us regularly to discuss all of those options so that we can preserve as many jobs as we possibly can. Like you said, this is a contract that you've never seen before because the threat and the reality of the automation and the machines are there. We did keep the no layoff due to new automation. We have that language still in the contract. We kept that. We fought really hard to preserve that. So hopefully we can keep people working, and we will have another contract. I don't know what it's going to be, but we will have another contract. I think that this was a kind of a stopgap to in between the automation and what they need. They didn't quite know what they needed to do to reduce the workforce because of the machines, if the machines are going to work, how they're going to get them online. So I think this was a kind of a compromise that we don't get any layoffs. And like I said, we're not looking at any layoffs until May 1st of 2019 at the earliest. And they're able to come together and see what, how they need to move its, their workforce around, and whether it be layoffs, whether it be having people work, the new jobs that are created, becoming more efficient in how we do things. You know, they've already met with some of the money truck drivers to see, you know, how scheduling is to make them more efficient so that they can get the money, you know, in and get it counted in an efficient manner. So I'm fairly optimistic that, you know, I'm new to the game here with the tollway. I think they really do want to work to keep as many people working as possible, but the reality is that this automation and these machines are here, and I don't think we're going to be able to stop some of that.
Okay, I understand that.
Okay.
Thanks.
Next question. Melina Wilson.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you? My question would be, if we did not agree on the tentative agreement, how would that affect us?
So I think, you know, the committee made a decision early on along with, you know, to go for a short-term contract. I think if we go back and negotiate a long-term contract, that we're not going to get any of these benefits. I don't think we're going to guarantee, there's not going to be any guarantee of people not being laid off. I think they're going to, you know, with some of the provisions that we have, you know, with weekends and things like that, the way they were done, that they would have to follow those under the current collective bargaining agreement, and I think that we would be in a long-term negotiations that would lead to nowhere. I don't think we would get any wages. I don't think we would see a long-term contract. I don't think they would agree to a 2 or 3 year contract until they got to, you know, a point maybe a year from now when they knew what they were going to exactly do and how they were going to tackle this problem. So I really am concerned that if we don't ratify, that we're going to lose some jobs, and we're not going to get any financial benefit from the tollway, and it's going to be a long, drawn-out contract negotiations process.
Okay, so with some of the members representing that we have at the plaza, we pretty much have to fight for information to fish around and hearsay. But from my understanding, that if we had done the global bidding, there would be no layoffs. Is that correct? Was that a correct statement? And if so,
there's no layoffs.
How did this
right.
Get
here? There's no layoffs. So there's no layoffs. The earliest that there would be any layoffs would be May 1st of 2019. So there would be no layoffs
between that. Now
that's
and then. That's not my question. That wasn't my question.
Sorry.
I said from my understanding, from what we're hearing on the road, that had we participated in this global bidding, there would have been no layoffs. And if that statement was correct, how did we end up here?
So I think no layoffs for the length of the contract. I mean, again, it goes till May 1st of 2019 where there's a guarantee of no layoffs because of the global bidding. But after that, it becomes open, you know, it becomes open as far as the tollway allowing, or us allowing the tollway to lay people off as part of the provision with the 50 people. So there's a lot of other things that we've done to try and protect people as long as we can. Our three goals in negotiation were to protect jobs as long as we can, to try and keep people working after the technology and the changes came in by the jobs that were created, and to get the best economic package that we could possibly get so people can put money away and kind of plan for the future. So we've got a contract that's secure until June 30th of 2019. We got 4.25%. We've got the early incentive. We've got the committee to to sit down with the tollway to look at ways to keep jobs and to keep people retained and working. So I think we achieved those three goals. And then, like I said, the automation, unfortunately, is something that's here. Other tollways are doing it throughout the country. It's almost like trying to go back to beta tape. I mean, the new technology is here. Even if with a new governor, I don't think that they would, you know, just pile those machines up in a parking lot and let them rust and say, okay, we're going to just keep everybody working. I think that, you know, they've actually, you know, in the years past, they've threatened it. They've talked about it, and they've driven the car to the edge of the cliff. I think this time the car is actually driven off the cliff, and we're doing the best we can to keep the car intact as much as possible so that, again, we keep people working. We give them a little bit of an increase so that they can put some money away and sort of plan for the future, you know, with not the best outcome that's possible for some people.
Okay,
like I said,
no,
we're going to try and preserve as many jobs as we can.
All right, and I have one more question.
Sure. Oh,
sorry.
Can you call back?
We
pressed the wrong button, so just press zero again. We'll get you back on. Pamela Simpson, your question, please.
Hello. Oh, yes. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
My question was, I know some of them have already been asked with the previous caller. Now, I'm part of the lower half of the senior collectors. Now,
okay.
I wanted to know, with the 50 collectors that they are trying to get, are you all including the ones that have already retired within the last 3 months? Are they going to be included with the 50 that they're looking for?
They are not. It would be the 50 that take this incentive once the contract's ratified.
Okay, then my second question is, like, we have a worker that works at, there's a senior collector at my plaza that he's been off hurt, and they took him off the global bidding, but I'm understanding that he's still on the books as working. So are they including him, or are they just circumventing, okay, he's off hurt and he may not come back, so we're not including him?
That's a good question. I really don't have an answer to that. If you could let one of the committee people know, who's your committee person?
Dave Priglio.
Okay, let Dave know and have him get a hold of me, and we'll follow up on that.
Okay.
I don't know if he's included in global bidding or not.
Okay. And then, no, they took his name off. He was taken off
okay.
the list. We was watching for that to see if he was going to be eligible to bid because we wanted to know where he fell in line,
right.
you know, at the plaza. And no, they right. took his name off, and he was not. They did not let him bid. But he has not retired from the tollway.
Okay.
So why?
So he might have been. So in that situation, they might have given him the last position available if you're
no,
not eligible to vote.
I received that last position.
That didn't
point.
Happen either. Okay. All right. So I will find out exactly. I will get back to you and answer that question. I will get an answer to that question. If you let Dave know and he can get that to me, we'll answer your question for you.
Okay. And then my
we'll have an answer at one of the ratifications.
Okay. And then my another question is, I understand that they're going for senior collectors, and then in this language it says that we can apply for a different position. That means we're not guaranteed to get a job and another.
So you can bump down to a toll collector, to the part-time position. For the other positions that are available, you have to qualify or you have to work in those or test for those to get those positions. We are with the committee working on to find assistance to train people and to get them the right information and the right resources that they need to qualify for some of those other positions. So we'll be working on that to get people all the information that they need so when they test that they can qualify for some of those positions.
Okay, now if we can bump down into those positions, why not start the layoff with the part-timers instead of making senior collectors go down to part-timers, and you're going to lay off part-timers anyway?
Right. Well, it's the whole process of seniority and going through the job classifications. So it would be laying the seniors off and then bumping into the part-time positions.
So then the part-timers would be laid off anyway, correct?
Correct.
So that is essential, just knocking more senior collectors off to be part-time.
Right.
That
well, eventually.
You don't get holiday pays and things like that.
Right. Ultimately, as I've said before, they're looking to eliminate these positions. When we went into these negotiations, we thought that it would really be something that, we were going to be bargaining over the impact of everybody losing their job because of the automation. Fortunately for us, the automation is taking longer to get the machines installed and get them up to speed and get to them working, and that's the purpose for the short-term contract. If things would have worked the way they had planned, in a year, they would have, all the machines would have been put in place. So I think we, again, with the short-term contract, we're preserving jobs as long as we can. And, they're going after the senior toll collectors. I mean, eventually there's not going to be full-time positions. It's going to be, if anything, a part-time workforce, I think. Like I said, we're going to have a committee that's going to sit down with the tollway and try and figure these problems out. Do they really need the full-time people? We've looked in other tollway systems, and, they're basically seasonal workers, and the Indiana Tollway is kind of like a subway. It's a franchise. They rent it out, and they bring in people as they need them for certain plazas, and they advertise online for part-time work. So we're trying to work with the tollway not to do that, to keep as many people working as possible, whether it be toll collectors, senior toll collectors, money room counters, truck drivers, clerks. We're looking at all to keep people working. Everybody's threatened. They put out an information to bid on the money truck drivers. An information for request to see if anybody wants to bid on doing the money truck driver work. So everybody's at risk here. I mean, if there's no toll collectors and no money room people, then the custodians are at risk. Who are they going to clean up after if there's nobody there to clean up after? So everybody's job is at risk based on this automation, and we're going to do everything we can through this committee in the next year to try and preserve as much work as possible.
Okay, so there won't be any layoffs until April of next year.
The earliest would be of April 29th of next year, correct?
Okay.
That is correct. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, have a nice day. Hope to see you at one of the ratification meetings. All right, Shima, your question, please.
750.
Go ahead.
750.
I'm sorry?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Ask your question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Good morning. I was
good morning.
Wondering what website. I missed the information for the website for the ratification meeting.
Okay.
And when is the one for Hillside?
Okay, great question. I'll run through that again. Tuesday, June 5th, 2018, Holiday Inn Elgin, 495 Airport Road. Wednesday, June 6th, 2018, Best Western Plus in Hillside, 440 Frontage Road. Monday, June 11th, 2018, the DoubleTree by Hilton, 5000 West 127th in Alsip. And then Tuesday, June 12th, 2018, Hampton Inn Suites, 2423 Bushwood Drive, Aurora. And the webpage is www.seiu73.org. So it's www.seiu73.org. And I'll do that. I'll give that again. So if everybody needs a grabs a pen and everything else, I'll give that right at the end of the call again, so that you can look that up. And if you click on, it says featured post, tollway contract negotiations, tentative agreement reached. Click on that, and it'll be all the information and everything you need will be there on the web page. Okay. Next question is to Lynetta Russell.
Hi, I have a question.
Hi, Lynetta. Sure.
How are you all doing today? My question was, if toll collectors are then bumped down, senior collectors are bumped down till regular toll collectors, if they had decided to bump into maybe being a janitor or being a clerk and they had more time than clerks and janitors that are on the road now, how would that work? Or does the clerk or janitor get to keep their position because they were already working in that position?
So they would use their seniority that's based in that classification. So it's classification seniority. They would bump into those positions.
Okay. So that being said, if someone was a clerk or a janitor before people decided to try to get into those positions, they would be safe for that point of time just because they already have the seniority in that classification.
Correct.
Okay.
Just I had to think about that. Yeah, I believe that's correct.
Okay.
Okay. We have one more question. Anthony? Hi, Anthony. Want to ask your question? Anthony's question was, will the health insurance cost increase for members under this contract? The same provision that was in the last contract, that wasn't touched, so whatever was in the last collective bargaining agreement stays the same. So that's the best answer I could give on that. So I'm going to give the webpage again. It's www.seiu73.org. And again, the dates are June 5th, 2018, Holiday Inn in Elgin. Wednesday, June 6th, the Best Western Plus in Hillside. Monday, June 11th, the DoubleTree by Hilton in Alsip. And Tuesday, June 12th, the Hampton Inn Suites in Aurora. And the time is from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Please come out and vote. We'll also have the committee members there to answer your questions if you have any further questions. And with that, I'm going to wrap up the call. Thank you all very much. I hope to see you at one of the ratifications. Thank you for spending your time with us this morning. We will be doing another call tonight at 7:30. So if you get a call, it's going to be the same type of call. You're more than welcome to join in on that call. And we're going to redo it again at 7:30 for people that are working or didn't have the opportunity to get on this call. So again, this is Joseph Richard, SAIU Local 73, thanking for your time, and see you at one of the ratification votes. Have a good day.